Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Kidnapping Nightmare. You're already in bed, and you should be asleep, but instead you're listening to me. And I have a special story for you, something a little different, about someone just like you who was laying in their bed, trying to fall asleep. Sometimes when you try to fall asleep, even though you think that you're not asleep, you're already sleeping. You closed your eyes because it's more comfortable than keeping them open all the time. And time just seems to jump. Of course, when you're listening to me, time cannot jump because I'm talking. Or can it? Maybe by the end of this file, you don't even really remember starting it. But that's okay. So you're listening, laying there, just wondering what's going to happen. And just like you, you remember a strange memory that you think you've been told of someone else that was laying in their bed and suddenly got taken. You remember the ideas of a struggle. You see in your mind's eye hands grabbing you and taking you from your bed. While you're relaxing, trying to fall asleep, you're listening to a story about someone being kidnapped. And while you are somewhat, but not entirely, asleep already, listening to my voice fading in and out of consciousness, you imagine and maybe remember being kidnapped from your bed, being taken from that comfy, cozy place, and feeling yourself dragged to a different place. The weird thing is that you're not alone there. You see many other people, although you cannot quite remember their faces. Men, women, all naked. It's a little bit cold, and you notice that you are naked too. There doesn't seem to be much logic in what's happening. But you strangely realize that, dream or not, you might actually be experiencing it now, sort of fuzzy in your feelings. You feel yourself standing naked, being pushed forwards in a queue. You are not alone, there are many others around you, most of them quiet, some of them crying slightly. Nobody really crying out. Everyone just seems confused, worried. Maybe they injected something into you that prevents you from doing more than just feeling this confusion. You don't remember. The last thing you remember was being in your bed comfortably. You know that when you fall asleep, time sometimes jumps. Even though things happen in your mind, in the meantime, it just gets lost instantly when you wake. And awoke, naked, standing here in a queue, everything that happened in between your bed and here just faded away. There must have been a struggle, a journey. There must have been something in between that you cannot quite grasp. The queue is moving, moving forward, person by person. Someone is led into a room, and they come out looking dazed but with a smile on their face. They seem happy, content, maybe drugged. You don't quite know what's going on, and you feel hands sometimes pushing you forward if you dawdled in the queue too long. It's not your turn yet. Person after person, both men and women, are forced to step into the room and come out some minutes later, still naked, a little bit sweaty, happy, content. They are quiet and they are easily led away. You don't know what happened to them, and you don't know if you want the same happen to you. But you can't fight here. You're just being led forward. It's almost your turn. One more. Time is strange here. It's almost like being in a dream. Is this a dream? Is this a nightmare? Or is this a memory? You can vividly feel the ground beneath your naked feet. You can feel the slight bit of cold sweat on your skin as your naked body tries to adjust to the temperature. You can still feel the slightly gritty handprint on your back as you're being pushed forward. You can still remember the smell. Not quite unpleasant, sort of oily. Clean, and yet different. It is your turn. You are pushed into the room. There is a chair. It is a simple, clean, fold-up chair. The rest of the room is bare. There is just one light. You hear, "Sit." A commanding voice. A voice that you cannot help but obey. Something inside of you triggers a memory of having heard the voice before. In fact, this whole thing seems familiar. You feel something in your arm, but because of your dazed state, you don't even realize that you've just been injected with something. Your mood changes. All that is left is a warm, blank happiness, an empty and obedient glow in your whole body, and you can feel that your body is starting to become aroused, hot, sensitive, happy. Suddenly the room is not scary at all anymore, it's exciting. You feel a delicious glow around you. You want to serve, you want to please, you want to do whatever the voice wants. Yes, this is definitely a memory. You remember being here before, being this happy, being this content. You remember the warm, wonderful feeling of being empty and obedient. Those words are special. Something inside your mind clicks and you remember that those words spoken by this person are special. They are the words of Nimja, the words of the voice that controls you. And when they happen, there's only one thing that you can do. Serve. Being empty and obedient clears your mind and opens your body. I stand in front of you, giving you a command that you've already forgotten while your body obeys. Part of you knows that you won't remember all of this. Part of you knows that this delicious, wonderful experience will fade away from your mind and will be no more than a dream or a nightmare. And yet, because you're in a dream, you can just do without consequence. You can embrace the feeling of being empty and obedient. While all these feelings washed over you, your hands had already begun to undo my zipper, to open my pants and start to suck. Your own gender doesn't matter, because all you care about is being empty and obedient, to serve to the best of your ability. Your head moves automatically, your hands do all the right things. Maybe this is the first time you've done this. Maybe this is not at all the first. Your movements seem practiced. Your body seems happy to obey. You slowly work. You suck. You please me because you want to feel me fill your mouth. The movements become completely natural to you. The drug has been in you for so many minutes that it feels a natural part of you. You are meant to serve. When the right words are spoken, you simply switch into this state. Permission to make me come. Your own body is reflecting the pleasure that I feel back at you. Your own body is aroused, hot, sensitive, and edging as you make me edge. You've never been happier in your life or more content. You're doing one simple thing, completely out of place, completely without consequence. No moment has been more free than you being enslaved and serving. You are right there on the edge of orgasm as you feel my hardness etching in your mouth. And you can see that I'm holding back. I am postponing this because I am enjoying myself. You're doing a very good job. And almost taking you by surprise, you suddenly feel me tense up and fill you as you come. Your mind blanking out with pure pleasure as you mindlessly take what I give you. Your body feeling waves of happiness, remembering the programming, but forgetting the moment. Time seems to have skipped, and you're just sitting on a chair with a strange taste in your mouth, but not an unpleasant one. You don't remember if you spit or swallowed. You don't remember what just happened. You feel warm, happy, content. Dreams do this too sometimes, where time just seems to skip. But did you dream? What did you dream? Was this a nightmare? Or something good? You are led out of the room and you walk out with a happy, content smile on your face. You see the people ready to be led into the room, and you are happy for them because they too will find out whatever it was that you found out. All you know is that you feel content, happy, relaxed. You blink. And you think that you're back in your bed. Your mind was dwelling on the people in the queue so much that you completely missed whatever happened in between. In a moment, you're going to wake up, and as soon as you wake, everything that just happened will fly from your mind, will evaporate as easily as a dream. But was it a dream? Was it a nightmare? Or was it a memory? You won't remember. All you know is that you can easily fall back asleep again after you suddenly shock. Wake.